Your attention, please. A hora dos portugueses.
Tico Peixoto, proprietário da Lakeside Organic Gardens, transformou um negócio familiar numa empresa com quase 500 trabalhadores, a produzir 50 variedades de vegetais. Hoje faz distribuição nos maiores mercados em todos os Estados Unidos da América. Tico Peixoto foi pioneiro na viragem à agricultura biológica.
Start farming or conventional farming. And farmed for like 25 years conventional, and then about 15 years, and then started farming organically there, just seeing that there was everybody was talking about organic, there was a lot of buzz around them, so we just kind of felt that was the future. So back 25 years ago, right from right now, we actually started farming some of our operation organically. It takes 3 years to transition to organic, so it takes a commitment.
Os vegetais da empresa deste luso-americano estão nas maiores superfícies comerciais americanas. Para isso, cultiva milhares de acres americanos.
We have about 300 employees that work for Lakeside, but we also have about 200 employees that work through labor contractors that pretty much work for us all the time. And so there's a total of like 500, between all the companies as the employees. We ship through pretty much a lot of the national chains, Whole Foods, Safeways, Kroger's, Publix, Sprouts Markets, and we ship all over the United States. We're basically in every state in the United States, including Alaska and Hawaii.
Para além do cultivo, a Lakeside Farm se trata também do armazenamento e distribuição.
So we do FOB sales, which means right at the dock. So just like in the cooler where we took you, we basically bring it in, we cool it, and then we make the sales from our sales office, which is right in that same building. And then from that point, then the customer sends a truck in, and then we load their trucks. And then those trucks can go all over the country. So they'll come in and pick up some product from us, and maybe they're going to go pick up some berries at somebody else. And so they pick up a lot of different items.
São 50 produtos diferentes, sendo que as variedades de alface orgânica são as mais procuradas.
You know, one of the things, we're very diversified, so it's very unusual. So we do about 50 different crops, and everything from, artichokes to zucchini. And, our main crops is like the leaf lettuces, green leaf, red leaf, iceberg lettuce, broccoli, cauliflower, celery. Those are kind of our mainstream items, but we do a lot of, especially things like cilantros and spinach and red radishes and watermelon radishes and turnips and black Spanish radish. So we do a lot of different things that a lot of people don't do. So that's kind of our specialty is.
Morangos, alface, iceberg, tudo se dá bem neste terreno fértil e clima da Califórnia, o cabaz de alimentos da nação.
Strawberries is probably the biggest single item we have over here, but between the iceberg and the leaf lettuce and do a lot of the little bag salad lettuces in this area, iceberg is the biggest one, but we do romaine lettuce. And when you combine all those together, that's probably the biggest crop in this area is the leaf lettuce. And then, like I say, a lot of guys do the same thing, like cauliflower, broccoli, celery. Those are very common. But what we have very unique around here, different from the San Joaquin Valley, is the climate. So we have excellent soil, excellent water.
Com antepassados de ascendência açoriana, Dick Peixoto, embora com poucas ligações a Portugal, dedica-se àquilo que ao longo dos tempos sempre caracterizou a imigração na América, a agricultura.
Like I say, my sister went to the Azores a few years ago and they kind of told me a lot about what goes on there. But I think we're very unique around here. We do have a huge amount of Portuguese that have migrated this area. My grandfather came to this area back in pretty close to the turn of the century. He was in the early 1900s, and actually he farmed potatoes, which is, nobody farms potatoes anymore, but that was his main crop, and he farmed within a mile of where we're at today. So my father was born and raised right here in the Paro Valley, like a mile from where we're at now, and house doesn't exist anymore. It's been bulldozed down for development, but we actually farm the ranch right next to where my father, we bought that ranch a few years ago. That's right next to where my father grew up.
Dick Peixoto e a Lakeside Farms, agricultura biológica, em Watsonville, Califórnia.
Your attention, please.
Londres.
Luxemburgo.
Rio de Janeiro.
Paris.
São Paulo.
Lyon,
Manchester.
A hora dos portugueses.